patterns, like, hear me when I say this, y'all. Your thinking patterns are no different than trying to write with your non-dominant hand. It is just a habit that you have.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you willing to do it 10,000 times to see if on 10,001 you actually get on the scale and love yourself?
Definitely. Yes.
All right. 10,000 weigh-ins. Like, I'm not joking. 10,000 weigh-ins. Old shitty first. Compassion for yourself, that your brain hasn't morphed into a brand new human being just yet. Purposeful thought. Move on with day. That's the process that I just came up with on how we repair our relationship with ourselves and the scale.
Okay, I can do that.
10,000. How many years is that going to take you? There's only 365 days in a year.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I can definitely try to work on that.
Tell me why being up on the scale is not a big deal.
Because the number doesn't determine my worth.
No, it does right now. Like, so that's what one
in
thing
my
that
brain.
You, right. Like in your brain, your number is totally defining your worth.
Yeah.
Tell me why it does not matter what you weigh on the scale each day.
Because I want to take it as just data.
Okay, so if you want to learn how to treat it like data, what do you need to do?
Journal about it after I weigh in.
That's one thing. Understand. Like
yeah,
how you match
compare
nature.
What I'm doing. Compare what I'm doing. Compare what I'm doing before I get on so that I can prepare myself for what could be reflected.
Yeah. Well, and this is the thing about weighing in, y'all. It's not so much about the number. The number just is going to trigger you to be able to figure out, like, what is the relationship with myself? Because if all it takes, like, we know we have a fragile relationship with ourselves. If all it takes is for the scale to be up 0.2, and now all of a sudden we're like, doesn't matter what we've, like, we've not even looked at our habits. If we stop cheerleading ourselves, like so many of you will have an amazing week. Like, you will say no to urges. You will get your water in. You'll do all these great things. And then the scale won't match what you think it should. And then all of a sudden it's like, all of my hard work no longer matters. All that matters is what my interpretation of the scale means in this moment. So, like, when you get, like, one of the things I want all of you to understand is, like, when you weigh in, it's going to trend down as long as you are tracking more of your behaviors, as long as you are looking at the things you're doing and evaluating those, and as long as you're listening to your brain. The scale is going to teach you, Patsy, how to have a real relationship with yourself.
Okay.
Right now, it's just saying, you allow yourself to throw yourself under the bus way too quick when things don't go the way you want it to.
Well, and I'm trying to prepare myself because I'm pregnant right now. So I'm waiting for the weight gain to happen. So I'm trying to prepare myself for that as well. So this was actually really helpful.
Yeah. So spend way more time through your pregnancy focusing on what matters, which is like when it comes, like, and I'm just talking like, obviously the baby matters. we're just going to have it as a given that your body is building a human, which is amazing in and of itself. And it takes a lot of energy and a lot of work. And it is literally one of the most incredible feats of the world is for a human body to build a human. So one of the things that I would just like to say that makes us better than men. Just joking. I think we're all pretty good, but like us women, like we squeeze out a watermelon out of our tutu. That's pretty fucking incredible. So, but one of the things that you can do during your pregnancy is focus on the habits that you want for yourself. Like, I want to be the kind of person who goes through pregnancy appreciating everything that her body is doing for herself. I want to go through my pregnancy appreciating everything I do for myself. Like, I'm still making my plans. I'm still evaluating. On the days that I don't feel like eating my plan because maybe my hormones are whacked or whatever, I'm still investigating what's going on in my brain. I'm never giving up on myself. I'm learning how to eat. Like, if there's any time in a woman's life to where she really needs to learn how to truly honor and listen to her body, it's when you're pregnant. And like learning all of those skills means that when that baby is out, you have all of those habits plus that relationship you built with yourself to take you into motherhood.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
No more freaking out when the scale goes up.
Okay.
Like, just if you can't do anything, weigh in and then sit down and say, I'm like, my brain might have doo-doo to say about this, but I'm building a human right now. And I am going to let my habits speak louder than the scale during pregnancy. So I'm going to track those. And I'm going to have an amazing relationship with them. And I'm going to be very compassionate with myself. And I'm going to learn how to have my back through this pregnancy, because then pregnancy weight will be super easy to get off if I kept all of that into play. It won't be easy to keep off if I'm just like, fuck it, the scale makes me feel bad. I'm pregnant. I can't watch the scale go up. I'm worried I'll never get this weight off. You could build that habit all the way through pregnancy. And then you're just left afterward feeling like shit about yourself. And then scared you can't lose your baby weight. If you gain the weight scared, just wait. You don't want to do that.
All right. I will definitely work on that.
All right. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.